From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The unemployment rate has hit 9.7% of the U.S., the highest it's been in 26 years. The Labor Department says that last month employers cut 216,000 jobs. Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says the economy still lost fewer jobs than analysts had expected.
The economy continues to contract, although it's not contracting at as severe a pace as we saw in the first part of the year.
Yesterday, the Labor Department reported that new unemployment claims dropped slightly last week, but overall, the number of people staying on the rolls remains above 6 million. In California, the state has begun making good on billions of dollars in IOUs issued since July. From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, Marianne Russ reports.
Over the past couple of months, California has issued about 450,000 IOUs. They went to vendors who do business with the state and individuals expecting tax refunds. All told, more than $2.5 billion worth. Some people were able to cash them in at banks, but Tom Dressler with the state treasurer's office says more than 300,000 have yet to be cashed or deposited.
Hopefully, folks will not be standing in line for a long period of time. That's why we're having our employees work the line so that they can gather up the IOUs while the people are in line.
If all IOUs are redeemed, the controller's office says California will pay out nearly $10 million in interest. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Russ in Sacramento.
The White House says it's regrettable that Israel still plans to expand its Jewish settlements without first considering a freeze. Spokesman Robert Gibbs issued a statement today saying the president has said before the United States does not accept the legitimacy of continued settlement expansion. The U.S. says it's detrimental to an Israeli-Palestinian peace process. A NATO airstrike in northern Afghanistan killed some 60 people and wounded 30, more, most of them believed to be Taliban fighters. NPR Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports.
NATO says its aircraft targeted two fuel tankers that Taliban fighters had hijacked overnight in the northern province of Kunduz. Afghan officials say the tankers were carrying fuel for NATO forces. They were hijacked on the main highway to Kabul. A senior Taliban commander and four Chechen fighters were believed killed. So were an unknown number of civilians who were helping the militants unload the fuel when the tankers became stuck in a riverbed. President Hamid Karzai's office said it sent a team of police officers and intelligence agents to the scene to investigate. The president expressed concern over the prospect of NATO having killed Afghan civilians. NATO says it is also investigating what happened, although it believes no civilians were in the area at the time of the airstrike. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR. The chief of Airbus, the world's largest airline manufacturer, has announced that the company will scrap its use of so-called black box recorders on its aircraft. It will replace them with direct satellite transmissions to record all onboard technical and cockpit tape. Frank Browning has details.
The decision comes 3 months after the crash of Air France Flight 447 between Rio and Paris and the failure so far to find the flight recording devices that could explain what happened. It is assumed the plane's recorders are somewhere in the mid-Atlantic, perhaps 3 miles beneath the surface, and they may never be found despite ongoing searches. Airbus CEO Tom Enders said that it is no longer reasonable to depend on the recorders to find out what happens in air accidents. Many military aircraft already use satellite transmission or ejectable recording devices, options that commercial carriers have fought because of the added cost. How soon the transition can take place is uncertain, as it will require a sophisticated global satellite system to record all the data from the thousands of planes that are aloft at any one moment. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
Fire crews appear to be making headway in that 148,000-acre wildfire near Los Angeles. It's now more than 40% contained. Meanwhile, authorities are investigating the station fire as a homicide after two firefighters were killed. The fire started nearly 2 weeks ago and grew into the largest blaze ever in Los Angeles County. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 40 points at last check at 9,385, NASDAQ up 20 at 2,003. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.